There is no God like our God. And when it's all said and done, whether you believe it or not, whether you grab hold to it or not, he will be proven right because he is truth. And you cannot go beyond truth, regardless of your argument, regardless of your stance, regardless of your belief. God is God, and besides him, there is no other. He is the only God, the supreme God, King of kings, Lord of lords, all knowing, all powerful, all loving, all gracious, all merciful. This God that we serve. Creator of all, desires to spend time with you. It's not a waste of time. It's not even a boring time. But rather, you've been distracted by this and that. You've been so occupied with being entertained or getting work done or making it past this point or accomplishing that or doing this for that person or that person, but you have to have him as priority.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
If you only knew what was on the other side of this invested time, you would get to know who he is. And by knowing who he is, you know who you are. Woo! Woo! You start to get a glimpse and you start to grab hold and grasp your identity.
You
were made in his image and after his likeness. You were made to be a ruler on this earth. You were made to reign, and you are seated at the right hand of God the Father in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You are joint heir with Christ himself, who God has made the ruler of the universe.
Hallelujah.
That is who you are. That is what he wants to impart unto you. That is what he wants you to know, to learn, to understand, and to believe. He wants you to grasp it. He wants you to be fully persuaded, because when you have full persuasion of who God is and who he's made you to be and what he's given you access to, then you will realize that you have zero shortage, that you lack in no area. There is not a single speck of space in your life where there is lack. You are full and overflowing to the point you can't even keep it all. You have to give it away. There is so much stored up for you. There is so much waiting for you. But it's going to require spending some time with the Father. It's not about getting the stuff. It's about knowing him.
Amen. Amen.
But when you know him, you know you. And when you know him, you know what he has. And when you know him, you know that what he has is yours. And when you know him, you realize that he has more than you could possibly handle. He can do far above what you could even ask or think. There is an abundant supply waiting on you and me. If only we would ask. But in order to ask, we must believe. Because if you don't believe, the word's not going to work. But if you believe, if you really believe, then you'll do what he told you to do. If you really believe, you'll say what he told you to say. If you really, really believe, you wouldn't be concerned about the waves of the sea.